Dude, we've got to do something.
About?
Adam Simmons propped his legs on top of his heavy wooden desk as his chief of staff started his rant. He leaned back, anticipating what he knew was coming next, and truthfully, he didn't want to be bothered with it.
Do we have to talk about this again, Spider? Really?
Yes, we do. I wish you'd listen to me, Adam. We've got to get you married.
There was that word again. Marriage. It was all they talked about lately, and Adam was tired of it. Leaning back in his leather desk chair, Adam watched his friend's anxiety escalate as he pored over the printed reports in his hands.
This is not good, Spider mumbled.
I know, Spider, I know,
Adam said, dropping his legs down from the desk.
But you, of all people, know committed relationships aren't for me.
Spider helped him through the painful breakup with his girlfriend while they were in college. He'd been there for every other relationship he'd had. Adam couldn't understand why his friend was pushing the marriage agenda so hard now. Adam looked away when Spider brought the papers over to him.
You're slipping in the polls, big time,
Spider pointed.
Dude, look at these numbers.
He tapped the paper loud enough that Adam could no longer ignore him.
You aren't doing well with women voters. They think you're a philanderer.
Spider stood straight up.
And let's not forget that last article that Melissa Handley did on you. Didn't help either.
As soon as Adam opened his mouth to speak, Spider held up his hand.
And before you go into your tirade, hear me out. I know that you're not a gigolo or a player, but women think you are. People draw conclusions by what they see, and that article was scathing. So, right now, my friend, your image is that of a serial dater. How can you be serious about the people and their issues when you can't be committed to one woman?
Political issues and matters of the heart were two totally different things as far as Adam was concerned. Since college, he'd never liked dealing with the latter and didn't plan to start right now. He got up and went over to the minibar to pour himself a drink.
It's not a viable option for me,
he said, as he watched the brown liquid hit the bottom of the heavy crystal.
Listen to you. It's not a viable option. Hell, it's the only option you have right now. Your constituents expect you to have a wife. Family is number one.
Pressing down on the wooden counter, Adam grappled with his feelings. Who was he fooling? He was just as concerned about his standing with women voters as was Spider. He hated when his longtime college friend was right, but the real truth was he didn't want to get married, period. He never mastered deep personal relationships, no matter how wonderful they start out. He would know he tried it more than once.
You want to win, right?
Adam moved over to the window, pensively nursing his drink as he looked out at the picturesque view of the city. He was determined to win the gubernatorial race, but not like this. There had to be another way.
Of course I want to win. It should be about what's best for the people, not about who lies in my bed at night.
He brought the glass to his lips as a vision of the nameless woman appeared. Spider came to stand next to him as they both continued to peer out the window.
Women have higher voting rates than men. You need their vote. Trust me, please.